We continue our learning, Le'ilui Nishmas, Ravi ben Menachem, Munashim Cham Yaakov, and Pinchas Elio, and Hindel Bas, El Yakim HaKohen. We are in Shvi'is Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, V'livhem dechov l'achay asher ba'artecha tiye kol tivua sa le'echol. What's the definition of tivua? So tivua is understood by the Chacham to mean produce that has reached a particular stage, the stage where we normally eat it. So Shemitah produce can only be eaten in that particular stage. If I eat it when it's in its unripe stage, the possibility is that I'm in violation of this particular mitzvah. Now, when we say we speak about the permissible state of tevuah, of produce, our mission is going to teach us that it doesn't necessarily have to be completely ripe if people normally eat the fruit in an unripened state. And that's what we're going to see, that many people, and therefore would still be defined as tevuah, certain people will eat fruit in its unripened state, certainly in the field, and that's the topic of this Mishnah. Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin, Meimasai Ochlin, Peros Ha'ilon Bashvius. What stage of ripeness do we assume that the fruits need to be before we're allowed to eat them? So the Mishnah then is going to give us a whole list. Now, it's important to be aware that that when we speak about this particular halacha of when it has the status of tevuah, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Beis explains that it means like this. Even when it comes to Shemitah fruit, which we know is allowed to be eaten, it's something that needs to be eaten and is not allowed to be destroyed. You're not allowed to waste it. So if I have unripe fruit, which is no longer considered produce, you're not allowed to eat it because it's considered that you're wasting it. In fact, the Rush explains this a little bit further, and it says, when I have unripened produce, it's wasted not by being eaten necessarily in its unripened state, but the fact that you removed it from the tree in its unripeness. And that itself is a violation. It's considered a wasting of the fruit because you prevent it from reaching its matured state. Now, let's say you have the nafkamina, of course, would be, let's say you have unripened fruit that fell on its own from the tree. According to the Rush, then fell on its own. I didn't keep it from maturing, so then I would be permitted to eat it. But if you hold, generally, not like the Rush, that it's just the idea that you're eating in its unripened state, perhaps it would not be allowed if it fell from the tree, even if it wasn't you who plucked it off. The Mishnah also is going to speak a lot about fruit and not vegetables or grains, because vegetables and grains are species that are asur midrabanan for that, in order to prevent those who are violate. Remember, we speak about people who are nervous about people planting them and claiming that they grew wildly. So that has grains and vegetables have their own problem. So here we're going to focus our attention specifically on fruit. That's why that the Chacham only had to make this particular ban on fruit in an unripened state. We already have the rabbinic prohibitions when it comes to vegetables and grains. So, hapagim. What about unripe figs? So that's figs that we want to know. From what point are they considered ripe? Are they considered have the status of tevuah that I'm allowed to eat them? If they are unripe figs, pagim mishayazrichu ochel bahem pito basade. So this is the way it works. If they've become red, that's what yazrichu from the word zoreach, they shine. So then you're allowed to eat them along with your bread, like as a condiment, along with your bread in the field. Apparently, that's what was commonly done. People would eat with the bread. So you're allowed to pick them, a limited amount, of course, to eat them in the field at that stage. Bichalu. Once they have grown larger, now they have become ripened. So it's ripe enough to be harvested. So then, hakones l'soch beso. Then you're allowed to bring it into your house. And the Mishnah then says, v'chein kayotze bohem bishar shnei shavua chayav b'masros. Means like this. We know that in Eretz Israel, we have to take maestros. So when does that obligation begin? It begins when the produce ripens, as we'll learn in the first parak of maestros. So the Mishnah basically now is establishing this connection, this correlation between how ripe something has to be for it to be considered Shemitah fruit. I'm allowed, permitted to eat the fruit during the Shemitah year. It's not considered that I'm ruining it, that I'm wasting it. It's already tavua. And the halach of maser, when the chiyuv of a maser actually kicks in. Perek dalid mishnah ches haboser. What about grapes, unripe grapes? At what point do we consider that tavua, that it's not considered wasting it, and I'm permitted to eat it during the Shemitah year? Mishehevi mayim ochel bo pito basade. Once again, we speak about that first stage when you're permitted to use it as a condiment to eat it out in the field, not allowed to harvest and bring it in just yet and eat it. But even though it's unripe, what we call boser, nonetheless, well, I'm permitted to eat it with bread in the field when mishehevi mayim. What's hevi mayim? So we assume hevi mayim means when the grape reaches a stage where if you would squeeze it, juice would come out. So therefore, it's somewhat edible, and that's why we allow it at that particular time. Hivish, once it's become hivish, the word hivish usually means spoiled. It means bad. We have that in Parshas. We have that in Parshas Va'era, such as Shoresh. But here, hivish really means become transparent. Now that I'm able to actually see through it, I can actually see the seeds through the skin. The skin is actually called beusha. So then it's reached that stage. So kones l'sof be. So now it's enough to harvest, and I'm permitted to bring into the house. It's the grape at this point is sufficiently ripe to bring it into the house. So the same thing is true. We established the same correlation by grapes as we did when it came to the previous Mishnah of figs. And that is, whenever this stage we have is allows us to bring into the house for the purposes of Shemitah, during the Shemitah year. So too, that's true when the Chiyuv of Masros actually sets in.